This week, some of the hottest artists in Latin music will head to Miami for the Billboard Latin Music Conference and Awards. This annual event celebrates the most popular musicians and business innovators in Latin music. To tell us more about the event and which artists to keep an eye on, we are joined once again by Jasmine Garst, co-host of NPR's podcast Alt Latino. Jasmine, thanks for joining us once again.
Always a pleasure to be here.
So is this a big deal in the industry? Is it just kind of sun and fun, or is it a big kind of business event, a must-do?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Unlike the Grammys, which is definitely celebrating commercial success but tries to have an artistic angle, the Latin Billboards and the Billboard Awards are based purely on commercial success. It's chart performances and the number of downloads and total airplay. So it's about sales. It is also a very important industry conference in which throughout this week, you're going to be seeing different conferences and discussions, including, you know, how radio is changing. So it has a very definitive commercial, practical angle.
So, Jasmine, we're excited because you'll be joining us all this week to tell us about some of the artists we should be keeping an eye and ear on. Who are we going to talk about today?
Today, I wanted to talk about Romeo Santos. I think he's definitely going to be a big winner this week. Well, first of all, because he's nominated for like a gazillion awards. So he
Which
has
helps.
To win something.
It improves your odds, for sure.
Romeo Santos is the lead singer for one of the biggest Latin groups in recent years, Aventura. And it's a band that's now on hiatus. They fused traditional Dominican bachata, a very Caribbean guitar-based style, with R&B, and they were huge. They sold out Madison Square Garden in record time, 4 nights in a row. That's huge. And he recently embarked on a solo career. Something that you'll notice with the artists that are nominated for these awards, they're all artists that are so commercially successful, they're starting to push a little bit into the mainstream market. Romeo is definitely that guy. His debut solo album, Formula Volume 1, included artists like Usher, Lil Wayne. It was a huge crossover appeal album, and I brought you his song Promise with Usher. Never thought that I would hear Usher singing bachata.
Okay, well, here it is. Let's hear it.
He perdido el balance por tu amor. En tus manos yo caí. Tienes control sobre mí. Tu cuerpo es la cárcel y yo un prisionero. Y jamás quiero salir condenado y soy feliz. Try to keep my balance, but I still fall. But how did I fall so hard?
Sorry, I'll just try to come back now. I'm just kind of lost in that. I think that's very artistically appealing.
I think it's great. Romeo Santos just had this amazing year. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith just picked him up for an ABC pilot in which he's going to play kind of himself. He's going to play a Dominican-American guy living in Washington Heights, New York, and he has his own vision of what he wants from the U.S., and his father is a very traditional immigrant. He's had a huge year.
It's interesting. So, but how about just musically, though? Is there something that gives him an edge? I know he's nominated for Artist of the Year, but he's against some heavyweights like Shakira. You know, what do you think? How do you call it? I'm putting you on the spot, but how do you call it?
I call it for him. Shakira is an artist who always has a good year. You know, she did a world tour. She got Latin Recording Academy Person of the Year. But he has just produced a sheer volume. And really what he's doing is really different. I mean, there's other guys doing that. There's Prince Royce, who's kind of the same background. But he's fusing bachata with R&B. He's a huge name. And In terms of volume, he's been bombarding the airwaves.
Jasmine Garst is the co-host of NPR's podcast Alt Latino. She joined us here in our studios in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Jasmine.
This was fun. Thank you.
And here is Romeo Santos performing Que Se Mueran.
No tienen razón. Esto no es correcto. Y si se arrepienten, no merecen penitencia. Porque en el
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.